After much speculation, Elon Musk is buying Twitter for about $44 billion and taking the company private. There are lots of questions about what the world's richest person plans to do with the social network. For some answers, let's turn to NPR tech correspondent Shannon Bond. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Rob.
Shannon, how did this deal come together in the end?
Well, I mean, ultimately, Twitter's board looked at Musk's offer and decided it was a good deal. And remember, it was only early April when Musk, who himself is a prolific Twitter user, he has more than 83 million followers, he revealed he'd been accumulating this stake in Twitter. And less than 2 weeks ago, he came in with an offer to buy the whole company. And that sent the board into crisis mode, right? Like, was Musk serious? Was this a fair price? Is there a better offer or a different option out there? But the board and Musk reportedly met over the weekend and into today to hammer out the details. And in the end, this all came together quite quickly.
It certainly did. You know, there's been a lot of back and forth over the past couple of weeks, and it seemed like Twitter did not want Musk to take it over. What changed?
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk is polarizing, to say the least. This whole saga has been polarizing. And the board had actually even put in place what's called a poison pill to try to block Musk from buying more of the company. And that was partly to buy themselves time to consider this deal. It appears what changed is that last week, Musk laid out his financing plan, showing he was serious. You know, he's got several banks promising loans. He's going to put in his own cash. And at that point, I think the board had to take the offer much more seriously. Now, Musk offered $54.20 a share. And that's a lot higher than what Twitter has been trading at for most of this year. So today, with the announcement, Twitter chairman Brett Taylor said, you know, this is a big premium. And the board does believe this is the best path forward for shareholders.
So what does Musk plan to do with Twitter? Has he said anything about making any changes?
He said lots of things. He's tweeted lots of ideas. His biggest priority seems to be around Twitter's rules about what people can post. Now, you know, in that, Twitter is pretty much in line with the other big social networks, but Musk thinks these kind of restrictions are excessive. And in today's announcement, you know, he described free speech as the bedrock of democracy and Twitter as, quote, the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. So Musk says he thinks Twitter should allow all legal speech. You know, Rob, here in the U.S., that would mean leaving up things like hate speech, harassment, state-backed disinformation, spam. These are all things the platform currently limits or removes. Now, what Musk has not said is what he would do to fix Twitter's fundamental business problem, which is, you know, this is pretty much a niche platform that struggles to make money. It may be influential and drive a lot of news and culture. It does not have a lot of users. You know, Facebook has about more than 10 times as many users as Twitter. And Twitter has tried but not been able to broaden its reach among users or advertisers. And, you know, this company is unprofitable. That's the core problem here.
That is fascinating. You know, how are people reacting to this deal?
Well, all of Musk's talk about free speech in this whole saga, you know, has fueled a lot of speculation that former President Donald Trump could return to Twitter. Now, remember, you know, he was one of Twitter's, you know, most influential, loudest users, and he was banned after the January 6th Capitol riot. But today, Trump said he is not going back to Twitter. Meanwhile, inside Twitter, you know, we're hearing just lots of uncertainty. You know, there are employees who are fans of Musk, but many employees are really wary of these changes. Leadership has kept very quiet during this entire saga with Musk, and a lot of staff are frustrated. They want to know what this means for their future, for, you know, who's going to run Twitter, what's going to happen to their stock options. Twitter CEO and chairman are holding an all-staff meeting, so I think they're going to be facing a lot of questions from employees about all of these issues.
Lots of uncertainty. NPR's Shannon Bond, thank you.
Thank you.